Now, what about the issue of resistance to TKIs, particularly in these patients who have the mutations? What do we know about that at this point?
Well, we know that there's basically two genres of resistance that we understand so far. One is a very, very, very simple mechanism of resistance. And what happens is that the EGF receptor normally is so sensitive to these inhibitors, but you select out a receptor that has another mutation, we call it the secondary mutation, that makes it resistant to the drug. It actually interferes with drug binding on a biochemical level so that you no longer get inhibition of the receptor.
Is this a competitive inhibition, incidentally?
Yeah, these are ATP mimetics that competitively inhibit. This resistance is identical to what people see with Gleevec resistance in CML. You know, it's the same idea. You get a mutation and it blocks the ability of these inhibitors to inhibit the kinase. So those are very simple and straightforward conceptually. You just make the receptor so the drug doesn't block it anymore, and now the receptor does what it was doing and the cancer grows in the presence of the drug. Probably the more complex situation is that cancers can also figure out other ways, like we were saying before, that when these cancers normally developed, EGFR was at the pinnacle, activating all these processes in the cells. But cancers can find alternative ways of activating those same processes, and it can obviate the need for EGFR activity, basically supplants EGFR and what EGFR was doing. And those mechanisms we're starting to learn about as well.
What are some of the specific tests or assays or substances that have been studied in terms of, I think there's some that actually can predict resistance right up front?
There are, but the majority of patients that have one of these normal EGFR mutations actually will show some response to the drug, probably about 70% or so of patients. So most are sensitive, and there are some EGFR mutations that are not sensitive to begin with just because the drug doesn't do a good job on those. It's hard to know at this point, as of today, when you just have a biopsy before the patient was treated, it's hard to know how that patient will become resistant. It could be one of these bypass track mechanisms. It could be these T790M mechanisms. So there's a great effort to try to see how we're going to figure out how the cancers are becoming resistant so we can direct them to the right clinical trial or right next drug that might be able to overcome that resistance. And there's many ways. I think the main problem we have is that there are tests we can do. We can determine if they got the other genetic mutation. It's a very, very simple genetic test. We can even identify some of these other bypass tracks through genetic testing and protein testing. The main problem we have is that normally, you know, a patient comes in, they have cancer, you do your tissue diagnosis, you see they have an EGFR mutation, you put them on this drug, and then they respond, and it's a year later, and now they start growing. The normal routine in oncology is not that you go back in and biopsy again. But in essence, that's what we need, because we need to analyze the tissue, not from the beginning, but we need to know how it changed. And of course, that has logistic, financial, and potentially can put the patient at risk. So all those problems. But there are techniques coming up that we might be able to do this without doing other biopsies. I think one of the most exciting is this technology that's been developed to assess circulating tumor cells. And it may give us an opportunity when the patients start to progress to analyze the tumor cells that are in the circulation and see, did they develop this other mutation? Did they develop this bypass track? And we can do tests like that. And we do actually now at some academic centers. Most places don't. And most community hospitals certainly won't have this available. But at some academic centers, we do these types of analyses on patients because we're actively looking at different ways of re-inducing remissions based on the understanding of why they became resistant.
Anything you want to add to the effort that's going on at your place in terms of circulating tumor cells or how it evolved and what are some of the things that are coming out of it?
Well, I think how it evolved was basically from biologists with engineers, and they figured out a way to basically create these chips that have these microscopic posts on them and the tumor cells stick to. So you basically take someone's whole blood and you run it through this chip, and the normal red blood cells and white blood cells and everything else just flow right through the chip, but the tumor cells stick. And then on those tumor cells, we can do genetic tests that can give insight as to how these cancers became resistant. And so we are doing that now on patients that are going on EGFR inhibitors, that they go on the EGFR inhibitors, and we follow their circulating tumor cells over time to identify when resistance is occurring, what the mechanism is, and then trying to put them onto the appropriate clinical trial.